U.S. District Judge James Whittemore heard arguments for and against a motion to reinsert Terry Schiavo's feeding tube, but made no decision on Monday in the case of the brain-damaged woman. Judge Whittemore gave no indication when he will rule on the request. The courtroom drama came less than 24 hours after the U.S. Congress passed emergency legislation allowing Terry Schiavo's parents to petition federal courts to keep her alive. Ms. Schiavo's parents are seeking to overturn a state court decision that allowed Ms. Schiavo's husband to disconnect her feeding tube on Friday. The bill, which passed in emergency session by Congress, was signed early Monday by... The bill, which passed in emergency session by Congress, was signed early Monday by President Bush. Following Monday's hearing, George Filos, a lawyer for Michael Schiavo, who is his wife's legal guardian, called the congressional action unconstitutional. He said he told the court on Monday that to reinsert the feeding tube would violate Terry Schiavo's civil rights.
This law is blatantly unconstitutional because Congress cannot pass a law that substantially obstructs a fundamental right. Each American under the United States Constitution has a fundamental right to say, no, I don't want that medical treatment. I don't want that respirator. I don't want that feeding tube. That's a very personal, private choice. It's part of a person's liberty, and the Congress doesn't have the right to infringe our civil rights.
David Gibbs, a lawyer for Ms. Schiavo's parents, said he told the court on Monday that forcing Terry Schiavo to die by dehydration and starvation would constitute a mortal sin under her Roman Catholic beliefs and would be a violation of her religious liberty. Mr. Gibbs said he tried to stress the urgency of the situation to Judge Whittemore.
I was not in there to talk about constitutional issues or matters that we can talk in an esoteric sense. We're talking about a lady who is dying, and this is an emergency court motion where we're coming forward and saying, Your Honor, we have a law where her rights are to be adjudicated. It was passed by the Congress. The President urgently rearranged his schedule, and now we are in federal court exactly where they want us. And we tried to stress the urgency of moving quickly, moving with dispatch. And I'm sure the court is well aware that Terry does not have many days without food or water before she will die.
A majority of physicians who have examined Terry Schiavo say that she is in what doctors call a persistent vegetative state with no hope of regaining consciousness. Ms. Schiavo's parents and siblings say their daughter's changing facial expressions are not involuntary, as most medical experts say, but rather evidence of cognition and even emotion. Terry Schiavo has had no food or water since Friday, but experts say it could take a week or longer for her to die if she is not reconnected to her feeding tube. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Miami.